Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Yes, we have been very busy, and I hope everybody is following us on our Gab account, which is Gab_Horn, because, Gabriel's underscore Horn. We're just moving so quickly in this war of all against all. It's a global war, and we want to talk about some high-level things today. We are going to assume that if you're listening to us, you're following us closely and seeing the kinds of posts that we're dropping on Gab, because we don't want to have to go back and explain it. We want to take that information and have you go forward in your narrative and in your understanding of what's going on. We're going to talk about those magnets and vaccines, what's really going on. We're going to talk about the China hysteria, why so many people in the alt media are so focused on China. Douglas has an update on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, also the AIDS vaccine, and we have to talk about the pneumonia and flu, and who the heck knows what else we'll talk about. So what topic do you want to get started on, sir?
You choose it, Betsy, and I will rant on.
All right. Well, let's just go ahead and get rid of this China hysteria, because most of the other items have to do with the bioweapon that has been misnamed as a vaccine. And it seems to me that these bioweapons would not be protected in the star chamber known as the vaccine courts, and that people could be lining up now with class action lawsuits against the pharmaceutical companies for their injuries and possible deaths. Oh, but China. Let's go to China first.
Oh, China, China, China. Well, remember Bill Gates went to Africa and then to India to give out his shots, the Gardasil, tens of thousands of girls were injured with that one. In India, I'm going to go over that one in great detail, with the polio shots in India and some disinformation about that. But what happened in China? Well, that's where Perbright, a British company, which developed hoof and mouth disease as a bioweapon, and then it got released into the public, and people also ate the meat. And so there's a human, what's called a transmissible bovine spongiform encephalitis that comes basically from Perbright Institute developing mad cow disease by feeding cows cow brains. Now, why did they do that? So that the proteins from those brains would go past the brain-blood barrier and go into the new cow to see if they could, in fact, create and isolate a virus that could be used as a bioweapon, which they did. And that was mad cow disease, and actually you have many things that have come out of that that are part of AIDS. Scrapie, which is from sheep and other bovine. You have this degenerative, completely degenerative disease of the whole body that people who have AIDS, HIV actually have. Those are all symptoms of mad cow disease. So what happened in China? Perbright Institute, which did this in England and then later moved to China to do their experiments because they kept having releases from their labs that contaminated the entire area and the people around it. And so Perbright Institute and its sister, Muriel Animal Hospital, which it has a few names, but they work, and also their third component, which is basically their CIA, which is called Kinetic. It's the British. Basically, you know, James Bond worked for M, and M was Manningham Bueller, and she was the head of MI5, and Kinetic, you can see, is the James Bond component of that that worked for MI5, but was so wild they did whatever they wanted and went far beyond what even their bosses allowed them to do. Well, that's what keeps happening in China. The releases of all the different types of flu that have happened in China, swine flu, Asian flu, this particular coronavirus, the SARS virus, all these viruses, they aren't accidentally leaked from the P4 lab in China. And mind you, there is 8 or 9 that I know of, P4 labs around the world, that are all 9 that I know of for sure, that are funded by the National Institute of Health through Tony Fauci's direct involvement. So he got caught lying when he said that we American taxpayers did not fund the Wuhan lab. And Dr. Xi Jinping, who I call the mad bat doctor, because remember the last component of that synthetic virus, which she has been writing about openly since 2002 that she's in this P4 lab creating synthetic viruses, which are bioweapons. We're not supposed to do that in America, but we do it at Bethesda, Maryland, at Fort Detrick, and then we just got caught. Fauci got caught lying to the Congress and Rand Paul, saying we don't do gain-of-function research on these type of bioweapons in America, but we do. And then he admitted, yes, we do, in North Carolina, through Professor Barrick, who was in direct communication with the Chinese P4 lab and the Canadian P4 lab and the Perprite P4 lab, both in Britain and in China. So this is way more than a conspiracy, folks. And what I'm going to tell you today, you might not want to listen to, but remember that the truth does set you free, and it doesn't have to go out and defeat evil. Truth is stronger than evil. And so tomorrow at noon, I'm talking with John Barnwell about truth and about the way that there's, you know, earthly truth and then there's celestial truth, or what you'd call relative and absolute truth. So we give you a lot of truth that, in fact, when you think it, the beings involved with those good thoughts are in this spiritual world, you could say, or in the whatever you'd call it, fourth dimension, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. But the good spirit beings are fighting the demon beings. And this has been going on a long time. And now, as of the last 2 days, because I am an avid follower of Betsy's thread on Gab, because it's the best thing going. Matter of fact, I get all of my best strategic hints of what to do next from looking at those articles. Now, the articles may only just spur us on to do the research, and that's what happened. A few articles combined together. Cliff High, who is a favorite of Betsy's, sometimes says wild things about aliens, but other times says brilliant things because he is researching the news as it comes out, because he is really into being able to analyze the stream of words on the internet, and that then gives him his hints of what to study.
Well, I just want to say that I do post Cliff High, but he is fringy. I like fringy because fringy helps me to push out my limits. If you're not listening to fringy, then you might not know what you don't know. You know, you don't want to get in that situation. So I like Cliff. But when he starts talking about UFOs and all that stuff, I realize that he's a spiritual materialist. I haven't seen any evidence that he has a spiritual cosmology. So if beings, higher dimensional beings, angelic beings were to approach us and our organs of perception hadn't been developed yet, we might not see those beings because they're in a higher dimension. So we can only experience them through the organs that we have here, and they're limited. And I love that, you know, when I was a little girl, we all watched The Flatland by Carl Sagan, which is essentially, if you are a two-dimensional being and a three-dimensional being comes into your world, you're only going to see it as a plane, so you can't see the full being. So Cliff isn't there yet. He has not moved into a cosmology that can permit him to understand and see the beings that are approaching us. And indeed, even the Pope, he has to go and use the world's biggest telescope out on Mount Graham, you know, it's called Lucifer, to see these beings coming in. But again, what did they claim that they see? These fuzzy light balls in the sky? Well, others might see the angels as they are because their organs of perception take them there in that understanding. So, and that was my caveat with Cliff High.
That's right. And I'll go ahead and caveat the caveat and say, I know from working in the military that many unidentified flying objects are military. They're the Department of Defense, the Air Force particularly, and certain aspects of the Navy. So to say that, you know, the big revelation in June is going to be about UFOs. Yeah, well, but so what? Show me some evidence. Recently, the head person from DOD who said he's going to come out and give full disclosure said ahead of time, oh, there's no evidence. I'm not bringing any evidence. I'm just bringing reports of people who saw things in the sky. Yeah, well, I see things in the sky too because I got floaters across my eyes. It doesn't mean that it's an alien from a foreign world. There are many alien beings that we would call non-human alien beings, both above us and below us. Get used to it. That's what I'm talking about when I say spiritual, but also there's the demonic, the elemental. And there's a battle going on in the human being between whether or not we're going to go up or go down. It's real simple, into supernature or subnature. And right now, I'm talking about subnature because it's the worst of subnature. When humans get involved in manipulating DNA that is pure evil, that's trying to play God, and it always goes wrong. Now, there may be some short-term benefits that we see in many of these new discoveries, but most of it, no. If you look at the long term, it takes the human out of the equation and replaces it with artificial intelligence, machine intelligence, animal intelligence, or basically just what the elite, this higher group of people, does to the lower group of slaves that they believe are overrunning their earth. So they want billions of us dead. Now, this sounds crazy, but we've proven it to you. And now, because of the push that got Trump out with a fraudulent election, the pharmaceutical company had to drop their ace up their sleeve, which was the pharmaceutical war, World War III. It was always going on since they started vaccines and since Pirbright and Burroughs Wellcome in Britain started these things in Muriel Animal Hospital. They started these things a long time ago, and they've been working on a plan that was developed 120 years ago. And the plan, the central part of the plan is that the elite come in control and that the slaves, the indigent populations they have identified, the non-white, non-English-speaking people, all need to be annihilated once we've used them as slaves to fleece the countries they're from. So China, that's what we're doing. We are fleecing China. Britain is. Britain is fleecing China, using it as its experimental petri dish for humans, and they released, of course, the coronavirus, and they have a patent on the coronavirus. Now, that sounds crazy, but they couldn't have patented it unless they changed it in a laboratory. So it is a synthetic virus that they have patented, and now they have shown that they've worked this up to be a pandemic and to be their most recent synthetic virus that they have perpetrated on mankind, and they released it three times in China, in Wuhan, in the food, at the International Military Games, in the water, at their giant festival of dishes, they call it, all the different dishes made in China. Thousands of people came together. They used the same water. And then there was a huge celebration on Chinese New Year's where mysterious, unidentified helicopters came and sprayed everybody with a mist. And there were, I forget how many people were in the square, but it was huge. Well, this is all well known. This was in the Chinese news. This isn't, if you can't find this in an investigation about this coronavirus release in China being connected to the Wuhan laboratory, then you're just not very good at what you do, because it was all over the news when it happened, if you were paying attention. Now, there was a release from the Wuhan laboratory. Remember, three members of Dr. Shi Xinli's P4 lab working on her bat viruses and turning them into synthetic viruses and writing all kinds of illnesses into them, because these are bioweapons. They were experimenting under the auspices, and that's the reason we don't do it in America. We're not allowed to make bioweapons. But they say, and Fauci gets away with it, with saying, oh, but we have to create preventative measures for bioweapons. Hello? In other words, they have to have the bioweapon, and then they have to create the preventative measures for it. So they created the bioweapon, and they've been doing this a long time, and every single enterovirus that your child has got, or you got when you were a child, has latent in it these viruses that have been manipulated. And now we know that in the current children's viruses, that they add what in the coronavirus fake virus is called spions, super paramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles. They replace the iron oxide with graphene oxide. And so in all the children's vax, the National Institute of Health and the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, what did they say? Oh, it's fine. You can put these hydrogels, these nano robots into the vaccines for children, and they've been doing this for some time. I only found this out by looking at the research. If you go and you look at the research at the National Institute of Health, you're looking at the worst biological and bioweapon experimentation on human beings. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute doesn't compare. Perbright doesn't compare. The NIH is like DARPA for bioweapons. They have many, many treatments. And as a matter of fact, the 29 virions that can treat standard coronavirus, who do you think owns the patent? Oh, that would be Tony Fauci. And who do you think is a major holder, controller of Moderna? That would be Tony Fauci. Where did he get that idea? He looked at the CDC, which has 34 patents, and they're immune from prosecution. But those patents are only used, the patents are owned by the CDC, and then they are leased out to pharmaceutical companies. And remember, the CDC has multiple aspects to it. One aspect is a 401 C3. It can take charitable donations, and that's why they vouch. That's why also the NIH has the same thing. They can take donations from pharmaceutical companies, which then gears the direction that they do their research in. So when AIDS was created, you know, 4 decades ago or so, Fauci and Burks did experimentation. This is all in the record. And they took people who got over AIDS and didn't go into HIV, and they took the lining of their stomach, and they found these prions, these proteins that the cells had created to resist the inoculations that had this virus in it, in the hepatitis B and smallpox vaccinations that were given out in America and throughout the world, which created AIDS. So we know that they never once attempted to use any of those virions to help anybody with AIDS. Matter of fact, you won't even find out about this unless you've studied virology like I have or others. And I'm just an amateur. That's why you can do it too. And the professionals will tell you the same thing. Just go to the Gab thread, Gabriel's Horn, and you will see expert doctors doing in the event 2021, they are breaking down the genome of this synthetic virus, the parts that we have, because no one's ever isolated it. Can you imagine that? It's a virus we're fighting, but they've never isolated it. That's the reason they took a spike protein off of the coronavirus 19, because they don't have the whole virus. They can't actually make a vaccine. The vaccines that they're telling you are vaccines for coronavirus are lies. None of them are vaccines. And someone tried to tell me that, and I'm going to go over that, that Johnson & Johnson is not a messenger RNA. Oh, yes, it is, and it's even worse than that. So China is the experimental petri dish, and we should expect this because the Chinese have been manipulated by the British since they created Chinese communism. Remember, the British created Russian communism. They have supported every fascist regime. And for instance, the war in Germany, World War II, they had British bankers behind them. It was only the inner group of imperialists who actually went ahead and mobilized their navy under Winston Churchill and cut their cable lines so that they couldn't communicate that actually started the war. So the Britons, these imperialists in Britain, created World War I and II, and they have the propaganda that has covered their trail to this very day, unless you look at the research of Americans for Innovation and AIM for Truth.
Well, this is why it's important for you folks that are listening, because you've educated yourself. You wouldn't be here on this audio if you didn't already have a background on the British Pilgrims, how it was started. They are the enemy of not just the United States, but of the world. But you know that phrase that you've got to know your enemy to defeat your enemy? This couldn't be more truthful than now. We have to name them. They're the Pilgrims, the Pilgrims. You need to educate your downline about them. And when you talk about China, always make sure your downline knows you're only talking of the face, the facade of the British Pilgrims. And who started all these isms, socialism, communism, fascism? It was the British to run these psychological, operations against us over decades to weaken us. because Cecil Rhodes had a plan. His plan with Alfred Milner and all those guys in the kindergarten was to take over the world. And I've often asked Michael and Douglas, well, what do you think was in that plan? I'd love to see the plan. Well, you can see it right now. They're going to hit us on all fronts. The vaccines, that's one front. They're not vaccines, of course, they're bioweapons. The next front is they're going to strip Americans and citizens around the world of their wealth. Many people keep their wealth and they're in the equity of their home. Owning a home is an important step for people as they start their life and begin to save. Well, all of that's going to be taken away. We've posted articles on what BlackRock is doing to neighborhoods right now. We see the problems with the moratoriums being lifted and people being left homeless. And everybody winds up on the California coast because that's the only place that you can live year round in a tent, just to have goons come in and sweep up these homeless and nobody ever hears from them again. So this is a war. We're in a war. And the war is against the British pilgrims who are out to strip the planet of the human race.
Absolutely. And now it's the pharmaceutical World War III. And it's the same people who created World War I and II for us. And when you're exactly right, Betsy, I mean, when you think about it, the fascists today, where are they? Oh, they're still supported by the British. Remember, it goes like this. We think that we're capitalists and we're in a democratic republic and that we're free and that everybody gets their voice. No, not if the elections are rigged. We're in an economic fascism. Oh, yes, absolutely. We owe the U.S. Fed a bunch of British bankers. And, you know, that may sound like a conspiracy, but it's not. We owe the U.S. Federal Reserve more money than we can ever pay. And now Biden, with his economics, is becoming the worst fascist in history. He wants to spend $50 trillion, take our debt to $75 trillion to the U.S. Fed. That means that all the income from taxes in America won't pay the interest on the debt we supposedly owe the U.S. Fed. But during that, because the U.S. Treasury supposedly gives the Fed all kinds of power, crazy power, to run our free market. There's no free market. That's been shown because the Fed has now bought into the stock market. They bought all those bad mortgages. They are giving out repo money to the banks that can't be repaid. No, it's absolutely not a free market in any sense of the word. You have the plunge protection team. You have all these different mechanisms that control the stock market. There is no free stock market. And then it turned into the New World Order, of course, with Daddy Bush. And they just love that New World Order. Now they don't like to refer to it as that. It's now globalism. And now it's the globalist reset because of the pharmaceutical war upon us. Now let's go back to that. The pharmaceutical war goes back to war. To kill your enemy, you would go get the viruses that animals have and put it in the drinking water of your enemy. This is how this type of thing started. It started a long, long time ago, back in the Levant, back in Sumeria, in Babylon, the same time that the evil idea of mammon money came into existence and debt and interest rates. They also invented viral warfare or bacterial warfare because they were using bacteria. There is no such thing as a virus except a virus that is a protein that is thrown out of a cell that is dying in an apoptosis that the cell is dying. It kicks out protein. It looks like a virus, and so they blame illnesses on that. No, the cell was sick for a reason. But we don't go and look at that. So we are in a pharmaceutical war like nothing anyone has ever seen before. China can't be our enemy. Please remember that. Throw that fear away. Flush it down the toilet. China can't go to war with us. We are the number one customer. And now that Biden is in power, assumedly, we don't really know that because it sure doesn't seem like he is. Besides the G7, I haven't seen him do anything that looked official. And what he did at the G7 was so embarrassing that he had to have notes to talk to people. And then he couldn't even read the notes. He got countries mixed up. He insulted the queen. Forget it. I won't even go into the list. So what we have now is a type of economics that is nothing more than fascist economics. We don't get a choice. We're told if we want our retirement funds, it has to go into a 401k. I think earlier I said a 501c3 mixed up with 401k.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, then, of course, it all rolls up into either BlackRock or Vanguard, which are going to take your homes away. You watch and see what happens in the next year. On top of that, they have to crash everything because they can't pay out the pensions because this was one huge Ponzi scheme, which we always knew that Social Security and all this stuff was a Ponzi scheme. And folks, if you're an AMCAT listening, think about what I'm saying. Don't leave yourself exposed to these thugs as the Ponzi scheme collapses on millions of people around the world.
Now, the old drug company, British Wellcome Burroughs Wellcome, and then turning into Perbright, turning into GlaxoSmithKline, and now works with the Oxford University. They're the ones who have the AstraZeneca virus vaccine, supposedly for COVID, which there is no such thing as COVID, except as a synthetic virus that we only have pieces of, and there is no such thing as a vaccine that's ever worked for a virus. Now, you hear in the news that Fauci, the man who invented AIDS, and actually I worked with the group that developed the policy for all of America, for all schools in America in relationship to HIV, AIDS, HIV. So I found out that the Center for Disease Control, National Institute of Health, knows that there were three pre-stages to HIV. That's the reason you can have AIDS, autoimmune deficiency syndrome, and it doesn't kill you until you go into HIV, the fourth stage. Well, that's the same with all of these things. From the time that they experimented in South Africa in the Transvaal in taking illnesses that didn't exist in Africa and then inoculating people right into their bloodstream with it, killing 60,000 people in those concentration camps of the Boers as the British fought with them through Cecil Rhodes and Alfred Milner and the South Africa Company. Basically, you have some of the worst imperialism ever that gave the example for the fascists after that. And remember, whether it was Stalin or Hitler or Mussolini, they were all supported by the Brits. Marx, Engels, Lenin, Trotsky, all of them, all brainwashed by the Brits. So the Brits are in China and they release these things, but they don't kill enough people. I assure you that Tony Fauci and Dr. Birx and all the people they work with, the eugenicists they work with, who are the people who are supposedly philanthropists giving millions and billions of dollars for research for these type of vaccines that kill people or for viruses created that will kill people, and then we know that the vaccine won't stop it, and then they don't allow the treatments. Remember, Fauci controls 29 treatments. Half of them are drugs like Tamiflu that you can get over the counter, some in America, but throughout the rest of the world, they treat coronavirus, which is a flu, and adenovirus, which is a cold, with hydroxychloroquine, with remdesivir, with all these different virions also. So there are dozens and dozens and dozens of treatments for coronavirus, even the supposed coronavirus 19. They're not allowed in this country. Matter of fact, you got to see them almost criminalized by one man. Now we have Redfield, who's in charge of the CDC, just yesterday started a little bit of a war with the NIH because they are going to distance themselves from Fauci, because Fauci and his family, all the way back when they were producing talc, and they put talc in almost every single pill that is pressed, and talc is poisonous, and everybody knows that. It's carcinogenic, but they've been in court over it for decades. Johnson & Johnson, they use the talc. They've beat the rap of the fact that it causes cancer, and they're still using it to this very day. And little Tony Fauci and his family get a little piece of the pie, probably still, for each speck of talc that's given out in these bogus pharmaceutical drugs, which, remember, came from Rockefeller and petrochemicals. Now, let's go into Johnson & Johnson. When I was told the other day that Johnson & Johnson didn't have messenger RNA in it. I said, I think that may be true. So I looked. Well, it's basically the same thing. It's a DNA manipulation that takes spike protein from coronavirus 19, supposedly. Where'd they get it, by the way? Supposedly, since we really don't have it. And they put it into this supposed vaccine for COVID. And they also then took adenoviruses, cold viruses, and they put that in it so that it would wake the body up with a vaccine-like effect. And that way they could lie and say they have a real vaccine because they have a live vaccine, a live virus in it. Yes, they do. A live adenovirus in it. And then they have a spike protein from a coronavirus. Okay? There's a huge difference here. Now, then they made it that we don't know which of the different fake vaccines have the spions in it or the spions and the iron replaced by graphene. We don't know that. They won't admit it. They lie and say it doesn't. But we have people who are becoming magnetic all over the place. And we even now show that Muriel Animal Hospital is very proud to say that they put their vaccines in the food that feeds 65% of all the animals, domestic and the animals that we eat, domesticated animals, as well as our cats and dogs, are all eating vaccines. Well, in these vaccines are super paramagnetic graphene oxide nanoparticles that are wrapped in lipids and have inside of those lipids furin, which is the thing that rips open the cell to so that these messenger RNA can get in there and mess everything up. But also now the graphene is a type of carbon, but it's since about 1962, they've been using it in everything, and it's the miracle substance. They can make it the tiniest thing you can ever imagine, a nanoparticle, and it has radio wave capacities to receive and broadcast. So they've been putting this in the children's viruses for some reason, because they want to put prions, which these produce, into the brain so that the brain on this striatum, all three parts of the striatum in the midbrain, which is the control part of the brain, which is in our books, we go over that quite clearly, why it's so important, the striatum. That's where Alzheimer's happens. That's where all kinds of disease happen that are controlled through the midbrain, because it is the junction between the forebrain and the hindbrain. So if you can affect the striatum in the brain, you can affect the whole being. And these proteins go to that part of the brain and cluster there. And now we're finding out that they actually are in some type of cycle, probably, well, for sure, emitted by electromagnetic frequencies from something that cause the brain to go through cycles of receptivity of broadcasting and receiving only at that part of the brain, the striatum in the midbrain. Now, I'm not sure I made that clear. When people said they got a chip shot into them because they could stick a magnet on the place where the chip was, well, that was because the hydrogel holds these particles in one place, and as they are heated up, either by heat by the sun or by 5G causes your body to heat from the inside out. If they're heated up, the nanotubes open, but the magnetic particles help spread it throughout the whole body so that they can go to where they are being programmed to go. And the messenger RNA seems to be clustering in two places, the brain and the striatum in the midbrain, and in the ovaries and testicles of human beings. In other words, basically sterilizing human beings, and that they state that right on your waiver when you get the shot. They even tell you better put your sperm in a sperm bank because it may not work anymore. And then they tell you, but they don't tell you it goes to the brain and can give you what looks like Alzheimer's. And then the iron particles, the iron oxide particles, obviously interfere with the iron in the blood, and that's why you get hypoxia as a response to this. That's why it looks like influenza, because it stops oxygen uptake. So the iron and the graphene in the human body, I just found this out, because when I looked at this, I said, I know about graphene, but I didn't know that it was that, that it could become paramagnetic, or that it was a semi-metal, and it is, it's both. In the body, once it goes in the body and mixes with hydrogen, it creates a fusion that then can sneak by the brain-blood barrier and go to this part of the brain that has been targeted. So there's a threefold targeting going on: sterility to the ovaries and the testicles, messing up your blood so bad that the iron in it and all oxidization processes are messed up, and it goes to your brain to mess you up so that it looks like you have Alzheimer's, but this is like an Alzheimer's that can kill you very quickly.
Well, listen, you know, how we stumbled on this whole 5G thing was a while back. McKibben will remember when we were looking at some maps, you know, from Google, the from space, and we saw it Perbright, because we were looking at Perbright and why they held the patent for the coronavirus. And in this Perbright and the Muriel Animal Hospital area were all these satellites, and there was all this 5G activity going on. And so we began to investigate, and we saw that there seemed to be a relationship between the vaccine and the 5G. Now, I know I'm going to throw a lot of things here together, but I think, but we've informed our audience and we have shown you everything I'm going to talk about. And that is, to take this vaccine, they have to be under extreme temperatures, frozen. Why? Because heat seems to activate those nanobot tubes, so that when that tube is expanded out, then the dangerous, deadly ingredients get into your body. But we couldn't understand what 5G. Would 5G trigger this, or would it be just triggered in your body when it got to a normal temperature in your body? Well, then we saw people taking down the 5G units and opening them up, and inside were these letters and numbers, COV-19. And this was early on. This was like last year, just as this thing was started, maybe even before. So we saw inside the 5G boxes that was there. Then we saw a cell phone technician who said that he opens up cell phones all day long. He opens up 5G cell phones, and there is no 5G in it. Then we go, oh my goodness, the 5G towers that they're putting up, they're telling us it's for our phones and that everything's going to run faster. That's not why they're up there. They are up there so that they can be turned on to a frequency, and it could be done all at once. And that frequency would release the deadly elements that are in that nanotube, and boom, you'd either drop dead right there if you've been vaccinated, or it might be a slow kill, or you might get dementia. But what they've done is that they think big, and we have to all start thinking big. They saw Auschwitz and the ovens and all that, if you're to believe the whole story, but let's just say for a moment that this occurred in that way. Well, they said, why don't we just make the whole planet an oven? But you have to be vaccinated, and you've got to get near the 5G. This is just evil beyond evil.
Yes, because it's more than Gates releasing to 50,000 young people in Africa Gardasil that was laced with sterilization, which has been proven now, goes to their ovaries and their testicles and stops them. Well, hello, that's one of the effects of the new fake vaccine, because they're compounding them. They're taking the gain of function from all the different things that have been researched over the years with these philanthropists who work through eugenic societies, who then donate to pharmaceutical companies, who then, you know, they are also then own major shares in the pharmaceutical companies. It's all self-enrichment. So the Gardasil, you heard that Gates got kicked out of Africa. Well, there are these areas that he went in. He gave out shots to about 50,000 young people, and they all were sterilized. And then he said it was, you know, an accident. Then he then we could look at what he did in India. In 2011, India was proclaimed polio-free, like a number of other nations. By 2014, it was so carved in stone that the United Nations acknowledged 100% polio-free, not one case. Then Gates went there and started experimenting with a polio virus. And then there started to be the following. Just in 2020, 110 million young people were given the polio, the Gates polio shot. Now, you've heard rumors that 400,000 of them were paralyzed with polio. Well, they'll argue, and the false truth checkers will tell you that no, they didn't die of polio. That is correct. They were diagnosed with a youth paralytic disease, very much like polio, but it's not polio. And then you heard the number, 400,000. Well, that's not quite true. In the 10 years that this was started, 50,000 youth a year, at least, get this paralytic disease. That is just in the children who got the polio vaccination. So yes, they're very angry with Gates because they know that it's one of the same. But when you hear the news about it, you're going to hear, no, that's false. There were only 5 people who died since 2011 from getting these polio vaccines in India. Incorrect. Those are the ones who they said had polio itself, a certain type of polio.
Hey, but Douglas, just a side note, everyone's talking about it, that Bill Gates is a has-been, and that the new face of this worldwide global tyranny is not Bill Gates. It's that former prime minister, Mr. Blair. And you'll see him out everywhere now, Tony Blair.
Well, he that's because... Trump interrupted his business, which was charging entire countries, hundreds of thousands of dollars for a week-long training of how to become globalists and how to use the globalist system that exists. In other words, how to follow the United Nations, which is really a British-controlled entity. So that he now goes over to pharmaceutical. Well, that's like Lord Mark Malik Brown, the head of SGO Smartmatic and SGO Limited, who rigs our elections and rigs elections all over the world. He did such a good job in the 2020 election with Trump and the fraudulent election that George Soros made him the head of the Open Societies Foundation. Okay, these people are such blatant criminals, and they act with such impunity because they know they will not be prosecuted because they have so much money, that they do whatever they want, including not pay taxes, including steal from not paying taxes, to invest in companies that develop fake vaccines, and then own the pharmaceutical companies who get the rights to produce them. Now, mind you, every pharmaceutical company, that's why there was even yesterday a new vaccine came out, and they were given $1.5 billion for their research, straight up. And so, of course, they were all very happy to do this. Now, my point is, whether it's all the way back to Burroughs Wellcome, Perbright, GlaxoSmithKline, whether it's Pfizer, whether it's Johnson & Johnson, and Fort Detrick, Bethesda, Maryland, North Carolina, the P4 labs, the Wuhan lab, the Canadian labs, it's all the same result. Synthetic viruses that they attempt to create that will become pandemics for depopulation don't seem to work very good.
Okay, but you know, you go, why in the world? I mean, they're doing this and this and this to all these human beings around the world. They see us as a crop. We are the human animal and we're being harvested. And before they use anything from our physical body, they take our money, keep us from working. Now they're going to keep us from being humans. So it's a total harvest operation and we are the ones being harvested.
Well, to them, we're breeders. We just keep having children and we eat, we're eaters, you know, and we're unnecessary and they really don't need us. So they have to get rid of us. Now, to do that, they do these experiments on us biologically. Now, unfortunately, as I said, they're very disappointed with the fact that they couldn't kill everyone that they spread AIDS and HIV to. They're very disappointed Ebola didn't really get going. They're disappointed that swine flu didn't kill more, that Ebola didn't kill more, and they just keep compounding them and doing gain of function with their failed attempts and then putting them into a new attempt of a virus that will spread even more effectively. They're not very good at it. But what they are good at is this new fake virus developed in Germany by a company called BioNTech. The messenger RNA is the most evil thing so far created by humans, because they can write synthetic viruses and bacteria and illnesses into it. And then under the control of the World Health Organization, the United Nations, which is British, they tell everybody they have to take the vaccine or they can't leave their house. Well, that's crazy. And it's becoming, the good news is, all of this is coming out into the open, and hopefully it will cause some changes. For instance, we were the first ones that I know of to point out that at the CDC, deep in their site, you can come to a chart that tells you how many deaths are happening for COVID, for pneumonia, for flu, and then for the things they say were conflations of that. And so I've been studying these charts since the COVID nonsense started. Let me put a couple things in perspective. Normally, the flu in America kills between 60 to 90,000 people. 65% of them have the CDC, NIH approved flu shot. Okay, then you have pneumonia. Pneumonia usually kills about the same amount. Sometimes it can go to 120,000 if it's a really bad year for some reason. And again, well over 65% of the people who die of the pneumonia shot, of the pneumonia, had the pneumonia vaccine shot. Now, on the chart, it shows that last year we only had, 60 to 90,000. They never gave final statistics. And for some reason, they only gave estimates for pneumonia. But it was a standard year. Right now, this year, and we're not through the year, we're partially through the year, 522,000 deaths from pneumonia. How many people died of pneumonia supposedly with COVID at the same time? Now, you're going to test positive for COVID-19 if you've had a cold or the flu in the last few years. So testing a person who died of pneumonia and then they have COVID is nothing surprising at all. Matter of fact, I'm shocked the numbers aren't higher. 22,000 people died of pneumonia with COVID. Okay, join those together. That's 800,000 people have died mostly of pneumonia this year. Now, compare that to coronavirus. That's about 500,000 or so. Okay, the research shows that half the people in the Spanish flu, half of the at least 50 million people died of the Spanish flu, half of them died of bacterial pneumonia from wearing masks. So I predicted months and months ago, watch those pneumonia numbers skyrocket. And that's what they've done. Already this year, we're eight times more pneumonia than usual or ever before in history. And it's going to be double that by the time it's done. So the masks, the CDC released those things saying you don't have to wear the mask so much because it was being released that the 54 studies done on masks show that they have no efficacy to protect the wearer or the people in the room. There's been no studies ever showed that masks help, not even in an operating room. So it was shown that the corruption of the masks and that was a control device for globalism, for the reset, to get control of everyone and to also crash economies. And these restrictions, 6 feet, all this stuff, nonsense. No, that isn't correct.
You know why? Because people around the world saw what was happening. They were already in the internet. They already were hearing the truths. They didn't believe this. They saw that face mask was nothing more than the Jewish star or the Cambodian blue scarf. It was an identifier for genocide. In March of 2020, here in Michigan, they announced everything would be closed. But then very shortly after came the mask, and we shouted out, we made sure that our global audience knew that we were in the first stages of genocide. Now, the word got out, people began to see for themselves what was going on. You still have some countries now. I saw a clip from India. I'm not really sure of the timing it was done, where, you know, you've got these brown shirt types walking in the streets with a megaphone saying you can't come out if you haven't been vaccinated. Well, you see how they're dividing us all up into categories. So then it's easy to pick off the ones that are in their homes. Then they walk in there with their robot dogs. Oh, by the way, how come they don't have robot cats? They only Boston Dynamics, they need to come up with a robot cat.
That would be nice.
So we see all of this, it's happening, but the word is getting out. What we're doing is working. And the reason I can tell is because this China narrative is so loud right now. I mean, they've got Jon Stewart and that Colbert guy. And okay, fine. China played a part. But we got to look behind the curtain, because we want to stop all the madness in this world. And they want to control the planet. They want to be on the plantation. They want to be the masters of all of us. We need to give them the middle finger. There are more of us than them. And we need to identify them by name, British Pilgrims. We give you their address. They're located in New York. They're a nonprofit group. They're also located in Britain. I post their address all the time. Start sending them letters, packages, emails saying, we know who you are.
Yes. So true. So true. And so let me put it in very simple words. So far, the confabulated, conflated plandemic, which people say is fake and scam, it's not fake. About 6,000 people have died from that synthetic virus in America. But 700,000 people have been murdered with the masks by the CDC, the World Health Organization, United Nations, the CDC, and the NIH. They murdered those people because, as I said, they have all the research on masks and they know what they do, and they kill people if you wear them excessively. They do not help anything. And so I just gave you the statistics. Go to the CDC site. You'll find it. More CDC sites, statistics. They have a system called VAER. It reports contraindications for vaccines. So if you get a vaccine, if the doctor wants to and notices that you die within a week or very closely thereafter and you were perfectly healthy before, he may report it as a vaccine death. There have been 5,120 of those that have been reported. They say that on that site, that most people do not report to that site any vaccine because they don't even attribute any contraindications or any problems or illness with vaccines. Why? Because just with the fake coronavirus vaccine so far, we have had 100 times more contraindications than all of the contraindications ever reported for vaccines in American history. So what we're having right now are a fantastic amount of reactions that are crippled or put in the hospital, 120,000 people so far in America, killed right at 6,000 people, okay, directly killed them. And that is 1% to 10% accurate. So let's call it 10%. Add 90 more percent to that, and that's what's really going on, because people are dying of heart attacks and they don't attribute it to the vaccination or fake vaccine. They die of all kinds of premorbidities, and they don't attribute it. Plus, one of the worst things is the iron oxide, I believe, is what's causing these blood disorders from people who are just around people, women who are around people with the shot, who've had the fake vaccine, get blood disorders, horrible disorders with their menstrual cycles, horrible blood clots, horrible strokes, horrible heart attacks. And there are a lot of this, none of it by the doctors are being attributed to the vaccine. So that is another whole group of people that are suffering from this vaccine being given out. Now in India, they didn't have very many, they were doing fine. Let's put it that way. They were doing fine. One of the least attacked nations by the coronavirus. And then they started giving out the shot, and they do it militaristically over there. They literally force everybody into whatever the government says. So now we're having more people die of the vaccination, way more people die than from COVID who are even tested positive. There are so many people dying that you'll see pictures where they have tons and tons of men or people digging graves for all the people they know who are going to die soon, and they don't want the bodies to stack up, so they're pre-digging their graves.
Well, again, this is genocide. We can expect millions of people to be dead in the next 6 months. I just read from an article that I don't have in front of me, but from a reputable internet poster, that they expect all the people who've been vaccinated by these bioweapons to be dead by 2025. And this is appalling. Now, in future audios, we're going to talk to our audience specifically and explain what you can do, because you guys are really awake. Many of you have been with us for several years. You went through the swamp drama with us. You saw for yourself that the crimes just go on and on and on, and no one gets prosecuted. Oh, Kevin Kleinsmith, he got a little slap on the hand, but I think that was dismissed. Justice will never come. The world is so corrupt, and this is what it looks like when you keep kicking the can down the road with usury. Usury is at the foundation of this evil. And when you look at usury, you're looking at the Rothschilds and the way they have controlled this planet. But when we transition, when we shift into another way of living, it's going to be so dramatic. I can't even imagine what it will be like. So I need my AIM cats to help re-envision the way we live. And instead of being human doings all the time, we become human beings. And what does that look like? And how do we provide for ourselves and our families? And one thing that I do see is that we may go back to this tribal unity. Now, I'm not talking about a geographical tribalism, but maybe something in the internet where folks who have a similar consciousness gather together, and they begin to work out formulas and suggestions and ideas to help their communities move from this industrial age, this dark age, this Kali Yuga, and move into the age of light, to Satayuga. It's so amazing. And you know, we have family members who've had the vaccine, so we know what we're facing with that. But we also know that humanity cannot move forward in its evolution if we have to carry all this stupidity with us. It'll take us 200 years to undo what has happened. If you are so stupid, Ivanka Trump, that you took two jabs, you can't make the journey with us to where we're going. I am very sorry for the Trump family loss in that regard, but all families are going to feel a loss
now,
in some way.
The projections were 30 million in America would die, 100 million.
Judy Mifkovic says 50 million.
Well, here's the deal. 46 million people have been fully vaccinated. I do not agree that they'll all be dead by 2025, but I do agree that they will all have the poison in their body, and over time it will cause illness, if not death.
One thing for sure is we need to deactivate these 5G units. From what we see, they are going to be used to create this interaction with the material that's in your body. Because when we saw the guy with the magnet holding a voltmeter, it looked like a voltmeter to me. It was pulsing. It would have a minus reading and then a positive reading. And I was saying, Douglas, see, it's communicating with something. What is it communicating with?
It's sending a cycle. And that cycle remagnetizes the graphene and remagnetizes the iron oxide particles so that they are charged up again and again, as well as, depending upon what the message was that was in the nanotube, which could be go to the brain, go to the heart, go to the genitals, that would be activated also. So it would be like causing it again and again to be supercharged and surge, because they're used to spread throughout the whole body because they're able to sneak in. And graphene is such a sharp substance that when it comes in contact with the cell, it cuts open the cell. It isn't like furin that claws it open. It cuts it open so that then the messenger RNA can get in that cell and start to mess it up and kick out those poisonous prions, those poisonous proteins that aren't supposed to be in your system. So their projection of 30 million in America, well, 46 million people have been fully vaccinated. Now, most of the children in America have been vaccinated with the poisonous enteroviruses. They don't get ill for decades. So you can have this stuff in your body until you become weak, your immune system becomes weak, and then it can attack you later on. So if you've had the vaccine and you didn't immediately get sick, the fake vaccine, it doesn't mean that it didn't go into your interstitial fluids. So you got to take a bunch of vitamin C so it doesn't get lodged into your body. So you can try to get these things out. But because they're magnetized and because they keep being rhythmically stimulated by electromagnetic frequencies by 5G and probably 4G and any other G you got, the EMFs are causing the internal heat. So the internal heat, along with the magnetism, and then along with the messenger RNA, which tells the virus as well as other cells as they're replicating where to go, tells it to go to the extreme parts of the body so that literally people are becoming magnetized all over. That's the reason when you cut up an animal that has had murial food with the vaccine in it,
you don't need to cut it up. You just need to take a magnet with you when you go grocery shopping. Run the magnets over the meat if you're going to buy any, and make sure you don't buy any that where the magnet sticks. So let's wrap this up for everyone. We've gone for about an hour here.
Yes. There's one way you can get out of having vaccines in America legally, and that is to be a member of a church that says that you don't take vaccines. Well, there's only one church I know. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to be seen to promulgate that. But search, there's only one. And if you are a member of that church, good, go become a member. And now you can, by religious right, refuse all vaccines for your children and for yourself, including, of course, the COVID fake vaccine. So where I have been against them for a long time, all my life. I have fought against this battle. I was in a position where I handled, as some of you know, I was a superintendent, had 10,000 students a year I was in charge of. I had to fight for the battle of allowing people to have religious and philosophical exemptions for their vaccines. And, you know, I can tell you that the lie that unvaccinated children get ill and they get those diseases, that is just simply false. Look at the statistics, and then look at also the statistics for autism and autism spectrum disorder and the illnesses that come from vaccines for children. There should be no vaccines. Vaccines are a lie. It is a racket, and unfortunately, it makes the elite rich and makes the slaves here on Prison Planet nothing more than pharmaceutical animals that are guinea pigs for their research.